भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 23, entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed. Text 15 to 19. Gatvatha patni shalayam. गत्वाथ पत्नी शालायां दृष्ट्वा सीनास्वलंकृताः नत्वा द्विजसतीर्गोपाः प्रश्रिता इदमब्रुवन् गत्वाथ पत्नी शालायां दृष्ट्वा सीनास्वलंकृताः नत्वा द्विजसतीर्गोपाः प्रश्रिता इदमब्रुवन् गत्वाथ पत्नी शालायां दृष्ट्वा सीनास्वलंकृताः नत्वा द्विजसतीर्गोपाः प्रश्रिता इदमब्रुवन्।
पत्नी शालाया दृष्ट्वा हीनास्वलं कृताः हीनास्वलेर्गोपा प्रश्विता इदमब्रुवा.
गत्वा गोइंग अथ देन पत्नी शालायां इन द हाउस ऑफ द वाइव्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस दृष्ट्वा सीइंग देम आसीनाः सिटिंग सुअलंकृताः nicely ornamented. Natva, bowing down to offer obeisances. Dvijasatihi, to the chaste wives of the Brahmanas. Gopaha, the cowherd boys. Prashritaha, humbly. Idam, this. Abhruvan spoke. The cowherd boys then went to the house where the Brahmana's wives were staying. There the boys saw those chaste ladies sitting nicely decorated with fine ornaments. Bowing down to the Brahmana ladies, the boys addressed them in all humility. Namo vo viprapatni bhyo nibodhatavacham sinaha ito vidure charata krishne neheshita vayam. The cowherd boy said, obeisances unto you, O wives of the learned brahmanas. Kindly hear our words. We have been sent here by Lord Krishna, who is passing by not far from here. Gascharayan sagopalaihi saramo duramagataha bubhukshitasya tasyannam sanugasya pradiyatam. He has come a long way with the cowherd boys and Lord Balaram tending the cows. Now he is hungry, so some food should be given for him and his companions. They are recommending their case also. Shutva chutamupayatam nityam taddarshanotsukaha tatkatha kshipta manaso babhurjata sambhramaha. The wives of the Brahmanas were always eager to see Krishna, for their minds had been enchanted by descriptions of him. Thus, as soon as they heard that he had come, they became very excited. Chaturvidham bahugunam annam adaya bhajanaihi abhisasruhu priyam sarvaha samudram ivanimnagaha. Taking along in large vessels the four kinds of foods, full of fine tastes and aromas, all the ladies went forth to meet their beloved, just as rivers flow toward the sea. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the wives of the Brahmanas experienced conjugal feelings toward Krishna as if he were their paramour. Thus they could not be checked as they rushed to see him. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam
Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Dam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanyade, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha, Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadana, Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Taking along in large vessels the four kinds of foods, full of fine tastes and aromas, all the ladies went forth to meet their beloved, just as rivers flow toward the sea. Hare Krishna. Hare. One of the names of Krishna is Bhurikarma. That means he is a supreme multitasker. He does so many things at once. And his pastimes, being absolute in nature like himself, have multifarious aspects and such immense depth that even if for rest of eternity we keep on hearing the same pastime, it will always be ever fresh. So this pastime that we are reading, the Brahmana's wives, blessed. Blessed because Krishna decided that he wants to give his mercy. Therefore, the Brahmana's wives, the Dvijapatnis, are put under Kripa Siddhas, along with Bali Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. The Lord decided to beg, even from Bali Maharaj. There is no need for him. He could have grabbed it. He could have snatched it. But he decided to beg, give a wonderful opportunity. Of course, to also to glorify these great personalities, because Krishna, seated in their heart, knows. So Krishna does something sometimes to purify that devotee further, but more than that, in the case of very exalted devotees, to glorify them for all time to come, for all people to know about the nature of their love and how they have satisfied his hunger for that love by their love. So Krishna sent these boys to the Brahmanas first. When they expressed that they are hungry, knowing that Krishna is hungry, and the boys went to the Brahmanas who were, as already described, very learned, very pious, very performing all the rituals perfectly. And they went and begged the boys. And the worst thing is, at least the Brahmanas would have said, no, just get out from here. That would have been better. At least they would have been clear. Okay, these people don't want to give. The worst is, they just, as Adhikeshwar Prabhu very elaborately mentioned yesterday, said they just did not acknowledge their existence. That's really discouraging. That really hurts your ego. When somebody says no, no problem. Theek hai. Somebody says yes, very good. But somebody just does not acknowledge your presence. As if you don't exist. They see through you as if you know you don't exist at all. It's like completely smashing their ego to pulp. Many years ago, I remember, I think 92, 93, just or maybe much earlier than that, just after I joined, 6 months after I joined, I used to go for book distribution, and because Bombay Central outstation trains also goes there. People have long journey, so sometimes to spend time they may buy some books. So with that I used to go. Full timetable was there, we knew which train goes at what time. So one time I entered one train, first class compartment. And there's a coupe and then you have two chairs on that side, RAC, two chairs. And there were really 6.5 to 7, trying to deliver them. And what do they think of themselves? And then I said, Hari Babu, you are a Brahmachari, you are supposed to be. I had to remind myself, hey, on the order of Krishna I have come. So, I was realizing that neglecting someone's presence is really upsetting to the ego. Very painful. Just like beggars also, when beggars come, they look for some acknowledgement. If you give something, that's well and good. But even hesitatingly, half-heartedly or full-heartedly, you say, no, they get on to you. Because they know there is some hope. He's at least responding. And therefore, most of the people have developed this knack of just sitting there as if they didn't exist. You know, sometimes in the vehicle, car, they come and as if they don't. Or sometimes even in the local train it happens. Absolutely, you know, like as if you can't hear them, you can't see them, you can't smell them. Generally, beggars can't afford to exhibit their ego. Otherwise you can't beg. They have. It's not that they don't have. But they just keep it outside before coming here. So, even if they, for them to feel bad, you can imagine how much this neglect is painful. Even they get disappointed, discouraged, and go away. So, that's the nature of begging. Krishna says, don't worry, it happens like that. Krishna does this for many purposes. To send this message for all people, for all time to come, that on my order, when you go to beg from people, no, for sure you will get Brahmana types and the Dvijapatni types also. So, as Krishna's friends, of course Krishna is everyone's friend, Saradam Sarabhutanam. But those who acknowledge his friendship, they are his friends. At least they acknowledge that, yes, you are my friend. and I want to please you, I want to serve you. And Krishna expresses, I am hungry for the love of all my children. Tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija prita pradah pita. So I'm actually hungry after the love of all the living entities. And therefore, on behalf of the Lord, the friends are supposed to go and beg from people. Krishna is giving everyone an opportunity to feed him, to satisfy him, to serve him, to please him. And when a person realizes that, what a mercy to go on behalf of the Lord to beg. And because a person is going on behalf of the Lord, there is no question of disappointment. Because at least Krishna is pleased, you know, that I tried. So especially book distribution and during Janmashtami collection. If someone tells you, Prabhuji, I think I have overcome my false ego. Ask them to do these two sevas. This is a litmus test for you to know whether you have ego or not. Go for book distribution or go for collection. And come back without having any feeling. When you are rejected, neglected, again and again. No Dvijapatnis, only Brahmanas. It's actually very... So that was... But then sure enough, there will be many who are eager out there, waiting for an opportunity. They want to do something, they want to share, but they just don't know that Krishna is very close. Avidure. He's not 5,000 years ago. He's just here. He's come as Lord Chaitanya, standing right there in Mayapur. He's opened an arm heart. And he's hungry. He's calling all of his people. Fulfill his hunger. Chant the holy name. So, and at that time, many people will not be accepting. That's all right. Beggars are not choosers. So, we need not be disappointed. Another thought that came to me when I was reading is, on behalf of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has come and established his centers. And he's telling all people, come, Krishna is calling you every Sunday morning and afternoon also. And this time he has come and said, you come and eat food and go. So, at that time, if there are Dvijapatnis out there, or anyone who has a heart of the Dvijapatnis, they should be coming, Samudram Iva Nimnagaha. What a beautiful analogy. How did the Dvijapatnis respond to the call of Krishna? Samudram Iva Nimnagaha. It's very interesting. The rivers are called Nimnaga. Ga means to move and Nimna means the lower place. The rivers naturally flow and the lower it is, the faster the force. So as the rivers naturally flow towards the sea, it's their nature. It's the nature of water to flow, nature of the river to naturally flow towards the sea. It's not unnatural. Similarly, it is the nature of every living entity to be attracted to Krishna, and the heart and mind and everything should flow towards Krishna. Kunti Devi is making a similar prayer. She is aspiring for this. त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मति मधुपते असकृत रतिम उद्वहताम अद्धा गंगई वौघम उदन्वती। त्वयि मे अनटू यू माय लॉर्ड अनन्य, अन्य मीन्स एल्सवेयर, अनन्य विषया विदाउट गोइंग एल्सवेयर मति ही माय कॉन्शियसनेस मधुपते असकृत कॉन्स्टेंटली विदाउट एनी अनन्य अहैतुकी एंड असकृत मीन्स अप्रतिहता नॉन स्टॉप लेट नथिंग स्टॉप लेट नो ऑब्स्टिकल कम इवन इफ इट ऑब्स्टिकल कम्स द रिवर्स आर फ्लोइंग इफ द रिवर इज नॉट strong in its flow, then some obstacles come, the river stop. Some streams may stop. Two things. If the supply is not constant, then they dry up. Or if the flow is not strong, then it may stop. Big dam is built. But then if the flow is constant, if there is a constant flow, then whatever the, eventually the dam has to break because there is a constant flow. It will overflow. There is no question. That's why this river, the river constantly flows at the source. It's very small at the source. But actually, because it is constant nature, it fills up a whole huge lakes and, you know, huge bodies of land is covered over. Asakrit. Asakrit means constantly, without stop, and ananya, very focused. Rathim udvahatam, let it flow. Vahatam, udvahatam. Gangai vaugham udhanvati. Just like Mother Ganga flows towards the sea. So what Kunti Devi is aspiring for, the Dvijapatnis are demonstrating it. That's the difference between the Braj people around Braj and then elsewhere, or to whom Krishna has given his special mercy, blessed, the Brahmana's wives, blessed. So, and in the first verse it is said, I think text, yeah, 15. Dvijasatihi gopaha. Dvijasatihi. And that is translated as to the chaste wives of the Brahmanas. Now, even before Kunti's prayers, just before Kunti's prayers begins, the prior, just one verse prior to Kunti's prayers, she is described also as Sati, very chaste. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada defines chastity and takes it from a worldly level of morality to the highest level of spirituality. And he emphasizes some points there. He says, the nature of pure and chaste devotees, chaste and loyal, he doesn't look to others, any living being or any even demigod, for deliverance from danger. The Brahmanas, even after they realized, were fearful of Kamsa. Therefore, they did not go as the wives went. So they don't look to anyone, any living being or even demigod, for deliverance from danger. They know nothing except Krishna, and therefore Krishna also helps them in all circumstances. They have that faith. The Lord reciprocates with the dependence of the devotees. Because they are completely dependent on Him. He reciprocates. Yatha mam prapadyante. In fact, the devotee doesn't ask the Lord for help. But the Lord is always anxious to render it. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam bahamya. Those who are completely taking shelter like this, dependent on the Lord, completely engaged in His service, just wanting to please Him, Krishna is eagerly standing, waiting to actually reciprocate, even without their asking, doing whatever is best for them. So, these are the words used. Dvija satihi. Now, if you consider the example of this river flowing towards the sea, it is what exactly is that? It is their mind which is fully absorbed with love of Krishna. It's like a fluid, and therefore it naturally flows towards the object of that love. So this is an extremely high level of devotion, where the heart is filled with incessant flow of love for Krishna. Emerging and flowing. Even though their body is somewhere, their mind naturally flows towards Krishna. For a sadhaka, it is the other way around. For the sadhaka, he has to drag his body, his senses to Krishna. Even though he drags the body and senses to Krishna, the mind naturally flows elsewhere, wherever it is attracted to. So that is our situation. We are forced to bring the body, at least, to show Krishna. At least I mean it. And while the mind is naturally, the two types of living entities in this world, which give a classic example of this. One is the house fly. Another one is the bee. The house fly, put it in the best situation. Put it in a garden, put it in a temple. But if there is a piece of some kind of filth or something, naturally it goes there. It finds. It's amazing, as if it has an antenna and radar, exactly know where it is. Neglecting and avoiding everything, it right goes and lands there. One time I was in somewhere in Pune, I think, and sitting and chanting, taking some kind of treatment, and then there was a wound in my feet and it was filled with pus. So it's a clean place, but still flies come. And there are so many flies. I have 6 feet body, it can sit anywhere. It's amazing. They go like this and landed right on the spot. And I just kick them off and again. They go everywhere, land nowhere, but as if there's sensation, there is some inbilt software, you know, exactly know where to go. Similarly, the bees, it is natural, put them in one corporation dustbin, but still, if there is one little flower and there is some nectar in it, it just goes right there, picks it up and comes. So similarly, the love of God is dormant within the heart of every living entity. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. I was hearing to a lecture from His Holiness Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj. He's given a series of talks on Vedic culture and etiquettes. I think Radhadesha somewhere. I was reading the transcription. And now Maharaj is such an eloquent speaker, really. Essential truth spoken concisely. Every statement is a sutra. If you miss one, you'll forget, you'll not get the connection. One after another, it's just like a sutra, every statement. Powerful, intellectual, devotionally intellectual. The way he gives, you know. And then he was speaking about rituals. All the rituals that we do as a sadhaka, he was explaining about culture. And he was telling that the natural life of a devotee, natural life of a living entity in the spiritual world, the activities, the thoughts, words, in the spiritual world is very natural to serve and please Krishna. In the spiritual world, naturally everyone is devoted. Everything is spiritual, the atmosphere is spiritual, and everyone is filled with love and rasa. And therefore, the activities there are the original spiritual culture with the Supreme Spirit in the center. It's very natural. According to their different rasas, the cowherd boys come and slap Krishna on the back. Gopis don't do it. Yashoda Mai comes and just embraces and starts feeding. According to their rasas, naturally they serve Krishna in a particular way. But when the living entity comes into this material world, then, first of all, we are dealing with matter. We are not dealing with spirit here. We are dealing with matter, which is under its own rule. We are dealing in a material atmosphere. That's what material world is all about. Three modes of nature. And thirdly, we have no love as yet. It's dormant. So since so much in unfavorable, dealing with matter in the material environment without love, therefore so many rules have to be given. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Don't do this, huh, by the way. At least those who are favorable to Krishna understand that I want to surrender to Krishna. For them certain rules are there. But those who have absolutely no idea of Krishna or don't want to surrender to Krishna or even hateful of Krishna. So many more rules are there. So many more rules are there for them. Because the whole idea is eventually Krishna wants everyone. The whole purpose, design of this material world is to bring them back ultimately to Him. Which is their natural constitutional position. To be happy, blissful, eternal life. So therefore, so many rules and regulations are there. So many rules and regulations. But the acharyas, when they come, they extract only those which are actually favorable to move towards Krishna. So the karma rules, the jnana rules, the yoga rules, these are details. They take it off and extract only the bhakti rules. That's what Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is all about. From different Puranas, from Bhagavat. Bhagavat, of course, is it kicked out everything and extracted. That's what Narada chastised Vyasadeva. You got mixed up, you know, you mixed up everything. Now I want you to prepare a pure portion. You know, that is Bhagavatam. So therefore in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, mostly Bhagavatam is quoted, but from Padma Purana here and there, only that kind of rules that are meant for devotees is taken. That is called Amnaya. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Saddharma Sansthapakau. They have extracted, after scrutinizing study like bees, they have extracted only devotional rules. And you know, For others, other rules are also, even if you don't love Krishna, still those rules are helpful. If you want to learn something, you have to be respectful. Simple. If you want to learn some subject, you have to go to your teacher and respect him. If you don't, he won't care, he won't give you. If you want to teach something, unless the person is respectful, you won't teach him. So these rules, even otherwise, are beneficial. Even if a person is a non-devotee or caught up in other levels of elevation in the spiritual path. But the acharyas have extracted this. And therefore all the 64 rules that are given by Rupa Goswami elaborately in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is nothing but... Rupa Goswami gives the essence. While Sanatana Goswami gives the details. For example, Rupa Goswami says, one has to chant the holy name. And then Sanatana Goswami gives all the details in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So the bead bag should be like this. What should be the size? 5 petals and they have to be connected. And one for putting your hand, which finger should be out. And the bead should be like a serpent, you know, big to small. Then one head bead, don't chant on that. The number, the way to chant. These are all details. Details are important. But how to apply the details, when to apply which detail, will only be known if you know the principle. So the principles must be understood. Without understanding principles, details become empty and burdensome. And many a time people may get caught up in the detail. And because they get caught up in the detail, they may miss out the whole point. And when they understand the principle, then they know when to apply the details. So the lower level people may criticize them. Oh, these people are not following proper rituals. But no, they know the essence of all the rituals. To bring out this point, how, when you have natural love for Krishna, we follow those, all the details are automatic, the essence of all detail is applied when you have love for Krishna. That is very nicely brought out in another case of a person who received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he disregarded certain details. And Mahaprabhu was pleased with him. And it is mentioned in the highest of scriptures, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Leela, so many devotees received. But I would like to emphasize one particular incident where one was a hardcore logician and ritualistic person. And that was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as we all know, was a very, very scholarly. He knew the Shastras in and out. You can't speak to him about, you know, can fool around with such a person. He was a guru practically of all. Sannyasis would come and listen from him. And such a person, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to took compassion on him. And he said, young man, so beautiful to look at, you can't survive in this ashram. You need to know analytical study of asatoma, sadgamaya, tamasoma, jyotirgamaya. What is sat, what is asat? Otherwise you will get caught up. What is maya, you may think as truth. So he spoke to him for 7 days. Mahaprabhu very humbly heard him. So, you understand? No? I've been speaking for 7 days. Yeah. Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sun. And your interpretation is like dark cloud covering the sun. Then of course Mahaprabhu explained to him in a most simplest way. Greatest truths are very simple. We, you know, complicate it. Actually, the greatest truths are very simple. We are not the body, we are the soul. part of Krishna, therefore to serve Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. That's it. Four sentences, all the philosophy is there. But to be convinced of this, a lifetime project. All this philosophy, all this satsang is just for to convince us of this. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, finish. Three words are enough. But then it's not so easy. So, he presented it so simply. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was amazed. And then he came to this Atmaram verse. And Mahaprabhu he cracked this brain and gave out the best. Mahaprabhu, neglecting all those, gave some extra. Double the amount. He was shocked. He said, no one in this creation can give other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually, at that time, he surrendered. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually reciprocated by, he surrendered at that time. And Mahaprabhu showed him the four-handed form, then his two-handed form of Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized he was very offensive and actually begged for forgiveness, begged for his mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and immediately Sarvabhauma composed 100 verses glorifying Mahaprabhu. A real reflection, not the perverted, of Keshav Kashmiri. He was also empowered. Here he was empowered using it. Sushloka Shatakaha, it's called. It was glorified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And Bhatta, the most grave personality, danced like a wild man. Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, was shocked. All the devotees were shocked. He was such a grave person, you know. Generally, if you have logic, then you have no rasa. You have to be grave. There is no other choice. There is no devotion, there is no, you know, bubbling enthusiasm. And so, and then he says, actually Sarvabhauma said, you have delivered the whole world, that is not a surprise. You have delivered me, this is the greatest surprise. Because after reading so many books and attached to so many kind of ritualistic things, my heart had become like a solid iron bar. And today, by your devotion, by your love, by your mercy, you have melted this. And it is flowing. He said, therefore I can actually tell this, you are the Supreme Lord. And he composed beautiful verses. Anyway, the point is, after this, the next day,
Aradina Prabhu Gela Jagannatha Darshane Darshana Karila Jagannatha Shayasthane.
Early the following morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple and he saw the Lord rise from his bed. Very early in the morning, 2:33, 3:34.
Pujari Aniya Mala Prasadanna Dila Prasadanna Mala Paya Prabhu Harsha Hoila.
The priest there presented him with garlands and prasadam that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. This pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much.
Sehi prasadanna mala anchale bandhya Bhattacharya ghare aila twara yukta hoya.
Carefully tying the prasadam and garlands in a cloth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hastened to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Arunodaya kale hoila prabhura agaman Seikale Bhattacharya ra hoila jagaran.
He arrived at the Bhattacharya's house a little before sunrise, just when the Bhattacharya was arising from bed.
Krishna Krishna sputako hi Bhattacharya jagila Krishna nama suni prabhu ananda badila.
As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rose from bed, he distinctly chanted Krishna Krishna. Very rare for him. I don't know what he chanted before. Brahman Brahman.
Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear him chant the holy name of Krishna. बाहिरे प्रभुर तेहो पाइला दर्शन आस्ते व्यस्ते आसी कोइला चरण वंदन. द भट्टाचार्य नोटिस्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु आउटसाइड एंड विद ग्रेट हेस्ट ही वेंट टू हिम एंड ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स अन टू हिज लोटस फीट. वशीते आसन दिया दुहेते वसिला प्रसादन्ना खुली प्रभु तारा हाते दिला. द भट्टाचार्य ऑफर्ड ए कार्पेट फॉर द लॉर्ड टू सिट अपॉन एंड बोथ ऑफ देम सैट देयर. देन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ओपन द प्रसादम एंड प्लेस्ड इट इन द हैंड्स ऑफ द भट्टाचार्य. प्रसादन्ना पाइया भट्टाचार्य आनंद होइला स्नान संध्या दांत ध्यान यद्यपि न कोइला. At that time, the Bhattacharya had not even washed his mouth, nor had he taken his bath or finished his morning duties. Nonetheless, he was very pleased to receive the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya prasade moner sava jadya gela ei shloka padi anna bhakshana karila. By the mercy, this is important, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the dullness in the mind of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was eradicated. After reciting the following two verses, he ate the prasadam offered to him. Shushkam paryushitam vapi neetam va dura deshatah prapti matrena bhoktavyam natra kala vicharina. The Bhattacharya said, one should eat the mahaprasadam of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even though it is dried up, stale, or brought from a